Welcome to another episode of the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast with your hosts, John Farquhar and myself, Chris Harris, where we talk about trucking risk and trucking insurance. And we're here to celebrate today. Woohoo! Let me bring my co-host on board. Hey, Johnny.
Hey!
And what are we celebrating?
100 episodes. Holy crap. It's hard to believe you've been doing this that long already.
I know. Isn't it? It is pretty neat. Come on here. Let's get this thing. Come on. Let's get it. Yay! And I am very happy to say that you have been with me. Now, this is your 26th episode.
26. Gosh, I wish I was that years old. Boy, wouldn't we have fun then?
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Anyways, for our listeners and our watchers, this is going to be a short episode because we're just here to kind of brag and celebrate. I did like 74 episodes as the truck, what was it? The Dog on It Trucking Podcast. And then we rebranded when Mr. John came on board 25 episodes ago. So this is John's official 26th. He was a guest many times before we rebranded, and I invited John to appear on the show. And why did I invite John? Because I think we have fun together, and that's the whole
thing. We do have a lot of fun together. I think we mix well, we blend well. You know what? We could actually call ourselves a cocktail. That's how good we go together.
I don't want to
come up with a name for that cocktail.
Abusive drink. I'm trying to think of something.
Hey, let's leave it to our listeners to come up with a cocktail name for Chris and I. Yeah. There we go.
All right. And the other thing I really wanted to mention is our upcoming guests, Johnny.
Yes.
We've got several guests scheduled. Mike Ace McCarron.
Yes.
Coming on board.
Yes. That's going to be interesting. He's been involved in the industry for many, many years. So we're going to tap into his little brain and see what he's got to say. You know, he's a good predictor of what's coming down in the future. So we'll get an idea what he's got.
Yeah, I think, we had that prelim conversation with Mike quite recently. And what he sees in trucking coming is, I think he's probably right dead on with his experience and knowledge and contacts. I mean, as you say, Mike's been around for not as long as me, I don't think. I think he's younger than I am, but he's been around the trucking industry a long time. We also have
lots.
Coming up, Joel Mendelbaum. Is an author that you were there. We both met him and heard his presentation at a conference. And Joel is an author of Winning Online. It was a New York selling best. What do you call that? He was on the New York bestseller list anyways, for his book, Winning Online. And he's coming on board. He's going to be talking about trucking, social media, and recruiting.
Ooh, hot topics in the industry. Yes.
Winning Online is the name of the book, and he knows something about it.
Cool.
Hope Zavara is coming up. She's the yoga instructor who's developed this. I'm really looking forward to this, believe it or not. I'm about halfway through her book. But yoga and truck drivers?
Yep. Hot yoga. That's what you want. Hot yoga and truck drivers. Well, that'll keep you going.
I'm not sure I want to see too many truck drivers in a hot yoga class. I really think that's going to be an interesting conversation. One, because in the past, we have done different conversations or different interviews with people talking about physical health and talking about truck driver mental health. We've never had anybody on the show talking about yoga and truck drivers.
Yeah. This will be interesting. I was part of a yoga session a few years back. It was hot yoga, but unfortunately, we were in the bar and there was a lot of alcohol involved. So I'm expecting this to be much different.
Yeah, I believe it will be different. And then we have a returning guest.
Hey. Yes, yes, a very good returning guest. So not to say that none of the other ones are good. Just, you know, he's a great guy. He's very much vocal in the industry, very much involved in the industry.
Yeah, we've got Kim Richardson coming up very shortly.
Yes.
Talking, yep. I believe, his topic is going to be PMTC, the Private Motor Truck Conference.
Coming up in June, I believe. Yes.
And all the details around that. Is it in June or September?
I thought it was June. I think it was June.
Because
now you're making me wonder.
I know that in July, he's got a conference coming up, but it's not PMTC because I was asked to be a speaker at it and I'm on vacation. That's why I remember when it is.
Ah, June 8th to the 10th.
Oh, is PMTC? Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Niagara Falls.
So, cool.
Yep.
The main reason that we're on here today is to say thank you. Thank you to our viewers and our listeners. Right, Johnny?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, yeah, great people, great listeners, great. We've had a number of you reach out. We love it when you comment. We can comment back, and it's great. So, and we're wanting to continue to support the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast, just as you guys are supporting. So, continuing that like and subscribe process.
Beautiful. And hey, if you have any suggestions for a guest, if you have somebody you would love to hear from. Reach out to John or I, or leave us a comment in the show note in the comment section down below. One of us will, and probably both of us will reply to a comment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and even if you've got topics, if there's topics that we haven't discussed already, or you'd like us to go into a deeper fashion, please do. So, you know, one of the ones that we've started and we're going to continue it is our series on the driver qualification file. You know, we've kind of gotten into a couple episodes of that. We're going to carry that on. So, but we're going to kind of mix it up and have some fun in between some of those episodes. So pay close attention and be subscribed and hit that little ringy dingy bell so you get notified when they come out.
Ringy dingy bell. You know, you're talking to truck drivers, right? Not.
Oh, yeah. My grandson's not here today. So, yeah, I don't have to worry. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hit the bell icon.
What else do we have to cover before we wrap this up? I said it was going to be a shorter session.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I think it just tickled pink that we've got a 100 episodes, you know, with the dog and myself. So this has been fun. This has been exciting. And we're looking forward to carrying this on and evolving this this channel as we go.
Thank you. That is a great way. Do you want to speak about the email you received today or
interesting. Yes, one of our listeners had emailed me here today. As a matter of fact, she had called and spoke to me, and she is a driver, a new person or person, a person going through a training course to be a new driver, and it was interesting. In generalization, her comment was mentioning some frustrations with the training process. And how training schools really need to be more dedicated in this role. These drivers want to be good drivers, but when they're confused in certain areas and don't have clarity in the training that's being provided, they're now being sent out into the world to be a driver, and they're still not 100%. And by the sounds of it, they're asking for some help, but maybe the instructors are not dedicating some time because, well, hey, I got to get this course done. I got to get this done in a certain amount of time. But again, if we don't dedicate that time to clarify certain questions that these students have, you're not setting them up for success. So students want more information. They want more. So, it, you know, this kind of message goes out to instructors, driver trainers, you know, even senior drivers that are just mentoring drivers off the cuff and maybe not even a formal fashion. Take the extra time. These young people, and not even just young people, but new folks into the industry want to know how to do this job properly. Take the time. Dedicate it to them. Share your experience with them, help them, set them up for success.
Yeah, because it is a awesome industry that has treated me at least very, very well. And you know, my wife or my ex-wife and my kids, you know, they got brought up in a real middle-class structure. And I like to think a little upper middle class, we did okay, you know, far from rich, but we did okay in trucking.
So. We bought a new house. We bought a brand new house, you know, compliments of trucking. We bought several new trucks, compliments of trucking, you know, our careers have progressed. We've moved into different areas. So there's, you know, I thought I was going to be a driver until I was 82 years old. That was my Freedom 82 plan. Yep. But, you know, hey, my course has taken different angles. I became an owner operator. I became a fleet owner. I became the company owner. You know, I got into risk management, insurance and stuff like that. And here I am, both of us. We own our own companies again, compliments of trucking, transportation. Yeah, so it's there.
It's been awesome to me. And if anybody wants to talk about career paths and what is available, reach out to John or I. We'll gladly have a conversation about it because I really believe this is the best flipping industry that you can be involved in. All right.
It's one of the biggest.
Hey, with that, Johnny, do you want to wrap this show up?
Sure. Thanks again to our listeners, our watchers, our fans, you know, those that comment, those that don't comment, those that hit the like button, and those that subscribe. Thank you again to all of you. It's been 100 episodes. We're still young. We're looking to grow big. We want to carry this on. So, you know what? Keep an eye on us every Friday here on YouTube and on your favorite podcast channel, the Trucking Risk and Insurance Podcast. We'll see y'all here soon again.